It's going to be a great night. It is happening Wednesday, March 27th, a night with the blokes at Kildare Catholic College Hall. It's brought to you by Gotcha for Life and Riverina Bluebell, and proudly supported by us here at HIT. And from Gotcha for Life is the one and only Gus Warland. Good morning, Gus.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thank you so much for supporting this. I think it's going to be a great night and a really good week for all the schools to have the Tomorrow Man program going into their schools as well. And this night's a night for the dads to find out what the boys have been learning during the week with our new program.
And so what is A Night with the Blokes all about?
Well, it's all about building a safe environment for blokes to be able to have a proper conversation. As a general rule, blokes don't like to talk about their feelings. But if we build a safe environment for them to be able to feel that they can talk, then we will. So we're going around all around Sydney and now out into the country areas, just having nights where blokes can come, talk to blokes about their true feelings, learn some emotional tools to be able to have a conversation, because we know that mental illness and suicide, I believe, is the death of loneliness. I think it's something that really affects blokes because we hold so much of our really important feelings and emotions in. So we're just trying to teach blokes of all ages that it's okay not to be okay, and you can talk about your feelings. And when you come to one of these nights, it's listening to people from your community and you realise, Jesus, I'm not alone here. All the stuff that's going on in my head, I realise I was the only one that had it. But in fact, all these nights make you realise that you're just part of one big dysfunctional family of men, and it's okay for us to bumble our way through and not to have all the answers all the time.
Hey, what do you think, Gus, then there is that stigma around blokes feeling like we can't talk about our feelings, we can't cry, we can't be vulnerable? Why do you think that is?
Because it's the BS stereotype that we've been trying to live up to all our lives. Unfortunately, us men, we're living how to be a man built on a set of rules that was built so long ago that it's just ridiculous and it's unfair. So why, when we sit down at these meetings, say, why are we living our life built on a set of rules that was done so long ago?
Yeah.
Like, it's a really good example. Sometimes I'm sitting in front of the school guys and I'll put a bit of nail polish on. And one of the guys, the smart-ass guy or the alpha, will say at some stage, oh, why have you got that on? I go, well, it's a good point. Like, who made the rule that it was only for girls, nail polish?
Yeah.
Whether it's good or bad, when was that rule done? It was probably some French bloke 150 years ago. So why are we listening to the French bloke from 150 years ago on what it takes to be a man or not to be a man? Let's set up our own rules now on what we think it takes to be a man. And 80% of being an Aussie bloke is locked in, ticked, beautiful, touch all the boxes. But there's 20% there that's got to be something wrong, because we're losing 6 blokes a day. It's the number one way to lose your life if you're a 15 to 44-year-old Australian, is to take your own life. So we're not doing everything right. So let's try to fix that 20% by being a bit vulnerable, like you said, being honest, being open, learning some skills to be able to share your problems, and hopefully then that might save your life.
And I want to touch on, Gus, I've got 4 brothers and they're all very individual, have their own personalities, and they handle situations very uniquely. Do you touch on, in A Night with the Blokes, how to handle different personalities and people who may not be comfortable speaking up to people who are confidently to speak up?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a real key point. And the fact you've got 4 brothers that are all so different, it's a really good example. So what you have to do is, you can't sort of, blokes don't like being preached to. That's the worst thing you can possibly do. So it's just a real soft way of talking, and blokes putting up their hands and saying, well, I'm this type of character, I've got this type of personality, this is how I deal with things. So it may not absolutely nail down absolutely everything you want from this night, but you might just pick up something that suits you or suits your personality. Or you might just sit there. If one of your brothers has a personality that's very quiet and doesn't want to stand up and talk, you know, in a forum like that, he might just sit there and just quietly just take on some information that's going to help him. Or he might go and see someone after, one-on-one, or he might come and see one of the facilitators after and have a quiet chat. So you don't feel that you have to participate in terms of standing up and talking, but look, at the end of the day, with your brothers, as long as they've got someone that they can talk to, it doesn't have to be a mate, it can be someone professional. Mm-hmm. So one of them might be really great with talking to a professional counsellor, whereas another bloke would be perfect on one of our blokes' nights to stand up and just tell the world, you know, what he's going through, and that might really help him and also help other people in the room.
Yeah, exactly right. And it's a judge-free zone. It's a safe space to be able to go in there, have your frank conversation. And everyone learns differently too in these situations, as you just said, Gus. People might get more out of it by sharing their experiences. Others might get more by just taking it all in, having that personal one-on-one. But it's going to be great. A Night with the Blokes, Kildare Catholic College Hall, Wednesday, March 27th from 7 o'clock, only for a couple of hours. Very casual. Register through Eventbrite. Gus Wallen from Gotcha for Life, who brings us this Tomorrow Man for a Night with the Blokes program, mate. Thank you so much for your time.
It's no problem at all. And it's only registration, so we can find out who's coming along. But if you just want to come up on the night, that's no drama. And it's completely free as well. So just come along and be involved as much as you want. But I'm sure that all your listeners will love it if they do come.
Thanks, Gus.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate your support.